Her jaw tensed. They had to. Staticky sounds of close, heavy breathing came over the comms. The slope wasn't particularly steep, but the roughness of the ground made it difficult to navigate. Mark and Soo-jin clambered ahead about 100 meters away, the beams from their flashlights roaming over chunks of dusty rock and smooth slides of scree. The walls molded together in layers, the occasional long-since-dried stains marking dark splotches into their mottled brown and black. High above, it all came together in a lopsided archway. There'd obviously been a landslide since the settlement's abandonment, several of them, by the looks of the rock and the scree. But the main part lay over a click underground, resting in some dugout part of the territory's natural cave system. Hopefully, the depth had protected it from complete burial. It had certainly prevented their ship from doing a better scan. Mark's voice crackled again on the comms.
Karen, how you doing?
Fine, I... She yelped as her foot slipped. Her whole body tensed as she slid several inches down, arms flailing out for balance. Loose rock and soil fell with her, catching in the beam of her flashlight. The tote in her right hand clunked out with a loud reverberating bang against the metal that covered her leg as she recovered.
I'll catch up.
Having operated the crane lift for the other two before maneuvering down the rope herself, she'd been the last one in, so well behind them. Even Soo-jin, who'd been second, had already covered quite some ground ahead. As the team's most experienced scrounger, she was a lot more used to the exoplanet suits and rough terrain than Karen. In fact, she and Mark both were. Karen was really only here for her flight knowledge, and for the handy-dandy navigation license that let them veer off the pre-approved government routes and come to places like the Amosi Caves. Though both Mark and Soo-jin were capable of piloting the small craft, they didn't have her credentials. It made her indispensable. Sort of. As she caught her stunned breath and righted herself from the fall, then picked up the scrounge kit from where she had dropped it, she found herself doubting her usefulness. Soo-jin was the one with real scrounging experience, and Mark owned the ship.
No worries, he said. Let us know if you need help.
Karen gritted her teeth. Had they all heard her little fall? She'd done her best to be quiet.
Thanks, she forced herself to say. I should be fine.
Yeah, Cap, Soo-jin cut in. She's actually a secret badass.
She narrowed her eyes at the comment, and her lip curled back at the tone. A flash of anger, long repressed, bit into the front of her mind like used coals. They'd been rubbing shoulders since the last failed scrounge, and she'd just about had enough of the other woman's needles.
Fuck off, Soo-jin.
Soo-jin made a noise into her mic that might have been a snort, but otherwise said nothing. Mark's next sigh came dosed with long-suffering exasperation.
Can we focus, please?
Sure, Soo-jin said. There's plenty to focus on here. What with all the rocks and dirt and pieces of rusted, broken, unsalvageable shit?
A noise clunked up ahead, as if Soo-jin had kicked something.
Less talk, more walk, Mark said. I want to actually sleep tonight.
Oh, you'll sleep, Cap, Soo-jin quipped. We can turn around the second we lay eyes on whatever crockery Cookie sent us down here to investigate. Agree to roast his gunai on a lav log next time we see him, and hike our broke asses back out.
If it comes to that, I get first shot. He's blood, after all.
Just so long as I get a lav log roast when you're finished. I have some personal feelings to work out. Not to mention all the compensation I won't be getting.
You'd exchange Cookie's gunai for compensation? You should have said something earlier. I can agree to that.
Fantastic, Soo-jin exclaimed. Hurry up, Karen. I've got some gunai to roast.
This time, the woman's tone sounded surprisingly free of sarcasm.
No problem.
Karen relaxed as they all focused on the descent again. It took them another 20 minutes to reach the settlement, their speed helped by an uneven, twisting staircase they found once the debris from the cave-in petered out. The cavern narrowed as they went down, and the ceiling dipped close enough for their flashlight beams to catch. Thin, sharp-looking stalactites made jagged slashes of shadow on the weathered stone. Her eyes narrowed on a large one that hung